Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. As we all look forward to Harry and Meghan visiting the UK in early September, the Daily Mail reports that they have no plans to meet up with William and Kate. Royal commentator Ingrid Seward tells The Sun, "I didn't think they would bump into one another unless it was pre-arranged." A source told the Daily Telegraph that the visit would come during a busy week with lots of moving parts. A source at Buckingham Palace told the Daily Beast they did receive advance notice on the Sussex's visit, adding the palace seems relaxed about the visit and that Charles and William are treating Harry with caution until his memoir, due out later this year, is published. Reports suggest Netflix is tired of waiting for Harry and Meghan to produce content, any content. Writing for news.com.au, columnist Daniela Elsa said, "When the current history of Hollywood gets written, April 19th, 2022 will go down as the day that everything changed." During an earnings call, Netflix revealed that it had lost hundreds of thousands of subscribers for the first time in 10 years. The revelations immediately set off something of an earthquake from Wall Street to Los Angeles, with $75 billion in value being wiped off the books in 24 hours. In the course of that one earnings call, not only did the streaming giant's once unassailable hold on the entertainment industry come unstuck, but so too did the supposedly cashed-up future of Harry and Meghan, Duke and Duchess of Sussex, start to look much less certain. It should have been a routine earnings call during which Netflix CEO Reed Hastings took tech and business reporters through the company's latest figures. As for the Sussexes, Elsa adds, they have failed to genuinely set themselves up as leading voices of the day. They might do their darndest to sell themselves as inspiring leaders, but the proof is in the flaccid pudding that was the lackluster turnout to Harry's recent UN speech. Presumably Spotify is more patient, as we all await episode 2 of the Harry and Meghan podcast as part of a deal reportedly worth $25 million. With William and Kate planning on moving, speculation is centered around them moving into Adelaide Cottage. Let's connect the dots. From the Mirror, royal commentator Rachel Bowie says that William and Kate are looking at a move to Adelaide Cottage, which incorporates parts of the original Royal Lodge. The re-erected version of Royal Lodge is currently home to Andrew and Fergie, and it could be available after Fergie bought a new property in Mayfair. Bowie said that Fergie's new home is on the Grosvenor estate owned by the Duke of Westminster, who was a friend of William and Kate and godfather to Prince George. She said, "The speculation is that they didn't pay full price for this and they got a good deal because, hey, help my aunt, she needs a house." Supposedly Andrew and Fergie are staying at Royal Lodge for now, but if they had this other home in the plan, maybe they can move into this Mayfair place and the Cambridges could move into the Royal Lodge. Who knows? The Mirror reminds us of the history of the Royal Lodge, which was the official residence of the Queen Mother, from the death of King George VI in 1952 until her own death in 2002. The house was later granted as a home to Andrew, who shares it with his former wife. When they do move, the Cambridges will no longer have a live-in nanny. The Telegraph reports that while the royal's nanny will be kept on full time, she will live elsewhere, as will the handful of other support staff that have long lived in with the family at Kensington Palace, thought to include a housekeeper and a chef. Palace Intrigue will be right back.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
From Rolling Stone, MPs are calling on the Queen to acknowledge Black Sabbath's great contribution to British music in a new open letter. It comes after the iconic group's members Ozzy Osbourne and guitarist Tony Iommi reunited for a surprise performance of Paranoid at the Commonwealth Games closing ceremony. Khalid Mahmood, the MP for Birmingham Perry Bar, posted the letter to Queen Elizabeth II on Twitter. I am humbly requesting Her Royal Highness Queen Elizabeth II at Royal Family to bestow an honour to at Black Sabbath for their services to music. The letter has been signed by six other MPs. Please forgive the direct nature of this letter. We, the undersigned humble subjects, humbly ask you to bestow an honour on the Black Sabbath rock group, who were formed in Birmingham in 1968 by guitarist Tony Iommi, drummer Bill Ward, bassist Geezer Butler, and vocalist Ozzy Osbourne. Mahmood continued, I appreciate this request is not within the normal procedures of seeking royal honours. However, we feel that this extraordinary occasion deserves extraordinary recognition of this extraordinary group of musicians. The band's services to music seem to have been overlooked by the usual process. We therefore seek direct intervention and support from Your Majesty to recognize the great contribution made by these fine, groundbreaking musicians who were made in Birmingham and who have once again not just entertained Birmingham, the United Kingdom, and the whole of the Commonwealth, but perhaps the world. And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis with thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.